Good morning, Channel Niners. Today we are here with Phil Hack. Phil Hack, what are you doing here?
I'm working at Microsoft as a program manager on the ASP.NET team, building the ASP.NET MVC framework.
Okay, so I know MVC, ASP.NET, that project kind of started when you got here, right? Or I know that was like the reason you came here?
Yeah, that was the reason I came here. So it actually started with Scott Guthrie working on a little prototype on a plane ride one day, and he decided to decided it was kind of an interesting project and turn it into a real project. And during a VS, one of those Visual Studio Extensibility conferences, I was visiting and ran into him in the hallways here, and he wanted to show me something. So cool. Went in his office, he showed it to me, and I kind of looked at him right there, and I said, I would like to work on that. You know, what will it take for me to work on that? And so we got the ball rolling, and I was living in L.A. at the time, and, you know, my wife was like, yeah, let's move up there. It sounds nice.
Awesome.
And we're loving it up here. Bellevue and Redmond, beautiful place to live. It's great.
Cool. So that's a great story, like a great end to Microsoft there. So you started in ASP.NET, and you were doing that before? What were you doing before here?
Before here, I was, the most previous job, I was working at a company called Coders, where we were building a search engine that indexes source code, primarily open source code, but you can install it locally and index your own source code. And we ran on a huge number of different technologies. We had ASP.NET as our core search engine framework, and then we also had Ruby on Rails applications for various websites that were supporting the main site. We had a blog in PHP, and we used cruise control.
A lot
of mix of open source technologies as well as, you know, ASP.NET and Windows Server and all that stuff.
So like a wide variety of technologies.
Yeah, it's a very polyglot environment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and before that, I was a consultant, you know, with a company that I co-founded, and before that, I worked at a gaming company.
Was it all the dream? You know, was it as perfect as everybody hopes? Working at a gaming company? It sounds like an awesome job.
So this was a online skill gaming company. So skill games are like games that you play against each other for money, which is not gambling because they're not games of chance.
Right.
So I can say, I'd pay a dollar, you pay a dollar, we play this game, whoever has the higher score, like Bejeweled or something like that, whoever has the higher score gets like, you know, 175, and we take the quarter, right?
Yeah.
And so it was fun. I was mostly working on the back end system, so you know, occasionally take a break and play the games. You know,
right. But, yeah. So all this experience has led you to this team, and ASP.NET MVC is pretty new. Hasn't RTM'd yet. We just have previews available, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's brand new, and some people, you know, may not even know what it is. Can you give us a little description of what ASP.NET MVC is?
Sure. So it's an alternative approach to building web applications. It's not a replacement for web forms. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around it because it is new, and people see it's very different from web forms, which is, you know, focused on providing an abstraction that feels like you're developing a rich client application.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas MVC is a little more stripped down, bare bone, closer to the metal, so to speak. An analogy I'm using these days is calling it a manual transmission, whereas web forms is an automatic transmission.
Yeah.
And so it is ASP.NET still, right? You still have membership. You know, we're making use of ASPX pages for rendering up views.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is there's no postback model anymore. There's no view state.
Okay.
It's the project templates set things up in a very structured manner. So you have your views in one directory, your controllers in another, and the pattern is what we call a front controller. So a request comes in, we have this new routing engine, it figures out what controller to send the request to, and then the request effectively maps to a method call on a controller class. And then that method call is what we call an action.
Mm-hmm.
And what the action does is it, you know, maybe manipulates your business objects, your model objects, and then it prepares, you know, that for the view and sends it, it selects a view, sends the data to the view, mm-hmm. and the view renders that out. Mm-hmm. So it's a very linear, streamlined approach. There's no events happening.
Uh-huh.
So in one respect, it's very easy to understand what's going on.
You want to get that?
Yeah, it's my wife.
All right.
It's my wife.
We'll take a break. And we're back. All right. So, that didn't take too long.
Great.
So yeah, you mentioned the stick versus the manual, or, you know, the transmission type of analogy.
Well, automatic.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Automatic versus manual. But that carries over to, like, the target audience as well. I mean, that seems a bit like if you're driving a manual transmission, you have more control over your gears.
So one of the benefits of doing this approach, right?
Yeah.
And for those who, you know, in my view, I think it's a matter of style and preference. There's a lot of people who really like the web form model, but there's a lot of people who are kind of chafing at it. They don't really like the fact that it's, they see it as a leaky abstraction, using a term from Joel Spolsky. And so they want to get closer to the metal. They don't want to drop a control on the page and not have full control over the markup that it renders.
Right.
You know, they want to control their HTML. They want full control over their, you know, the IDs and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And, you know, they like markup. They, you know, like HTML. They understand it. They want to, you know, get closer to it. So
right.
So.
Yeah.
And so,
okay.
So that's one major aspect of it. Is people want control over their markup. You know, another aspect is, you know, this whole simulating events, firing and stuff, it can get pretty complicated. And when you have a mm-hmm. linear approach, you know, it's pretty simple to understand. I mean, the downside, though, is that you have to manage all your own state.
Right.
So, you know, some of the stuff that ASP.NET does for you is, you know, it isn't handled anymore, so you have to handle it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But in many cases, that's worked around by keeping state where it belongs. So ideally, for example, I think we'll see a lot of use of JavaScript components in MVC. Because if you can keep the state on the browser, then you don't need to shuttle it back and forth between the browser and the server
right.
in some hidden input so much.
Okay. So I totally identify with those people. Those people. Me, myself. Like, MVC, I love it because I'm... You know, like anybody on the Channel 9 dev team can totally attest that I love to be, you know, rendering my own HTML, rendering everything. And some of it's for CSS, some of it's for XHTML, or, you know, just keeping it lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's really cool, and I'm certainly enjoying it as I'm playing with MVC. But another big component that I found, which is like a super improvement over what we've had before, is the whole routing, just the whole routing model.
Right, right.
Before, I know we were using, if I can remember it, it's the virtual web. Do you remember the...
Oh, virtual path provider.
Virtual path provider,
yeah.
Which, you know, it works, but just like compared to routing, I love routing. So can you talk a little bit about like what makes it so cool?
Sure. So one of the problems with virtual path providers is that it doesn't work in medium trust. And so one big aspect with MVC is it all works in medium trust.
I ran into that problem a couple times. So that's why I'm like, yes, completely the trust issue. But anyways,
right.
Go ahead.
So routing is a way of mapping a URL pattern to a resource. And then what that resource, or a bit of code, actually, specifically an interface we call iRouteHandler. And the difference between that and, for example, URL rewriting is that we never rewrite the URL. So when you're rendering out like the form tag or the form control, when it renders out the URL, it's going to render out the correct URL, not the wrong URL, because you rewrote the URL somewhere higher up the stack. And then in the MVC case, that bit of code is your controller and your controller actions.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we can map. You have these nice declarative means of mapping URLs to methods on a controller class.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've got an idea of MVC,
mm-hmm.
But can you tell us specifically, like Preview 4 just came out, like just kind of telling us how it's been emerging as a technology. So
right.
You've gone through Preview 1 through 4, and now you're at 4. like what was kind of the new stuff that you've added, and if any of that has come from like feedback from the community that's using it?
Sure. So, I mean, as a whole, just to give a broader context to this, we've been taking a very transparent approach with the framework. We have a set of preview releases that we do on ASP.NET, and those are sort of our standard CTP, you know, big releases. But in between those, we try to have more frequent CodePlex releases.
Okay.
And so the CodePlex releases all come with source code. Well, actually, all of our releases come with full source code. So you can get the source, you can look at the source. The license that comes with MVC, you can even make changes to the source for your own needs if necessary, though you can't redistribute it and consult a lawyer, of course.
Right.
But
the
cool part of it, though, is that we're trying to make the framework extremely extensible so that there's no need to change the code. You can just write a layer on top of it and change it through the extensibility. And ideally, you know, if you can't, then we want to hear about that and we get the feedback.
Yeah, sure.
And so the feedback so far has been really really good, really positive for the most part, or really constructive when it's not so positive. The thing is, people can see the source, and we've been very open about what we're doing and what's going in there. And so we get a lot of feedback through CodePlex and through the forums.
Okay.
And so in Preview 4, which we just released, so Preview 2 to Preview 3 was kind of interesting because we changed some really fundamental things. It was a painful change for people to upgrade to, but they were really excited about what we did there because it improved the testability story. One of the things we want to support is being able to write automated unit tests of your code.
Yeah.
So if you're a TDD practitioner or if you're not but you like to write unit tests, it's a nice framework for that, which has been a weak point of ASP.NET historically, so trying to improve that. So from 2 to 3, we made a lot of changes to improve that story. From 3 to 4, it's more incremental. We've made there's some low-level underlying changes to like the temp data provider and temp data, which is sort of framework stuff. And then we also added some more helpers for doing simple AJAX scenarios.
Oh, okay.
And so that was one of the focuses there, as well as some other framework things that I can't remember. A lot of it's been core changes. We're trying to get the framework, you know, level stuff good, along with a little bit more of the value add stuff, such as the AJAX helpers.
So you're building the foundation.
Building the foundation. Oh, yeah, and the other thing we did was we had in the template, it actually comes pre-configured for membership. So we actually copied the membership provider section into web.config. We had an account controller that is included in the template. Because one of the problems I think people run into, I've run into this before too, is like I'm trying to build a new app real quick, and I file a new web application project, and it's like, okay, how do I get membership into my database? And like it turns out, like, well, if you use the default configuration, the first time you call the membership API, it creates a database. But where does it create it, right?
I know that.
Where is that? So what we have is, so we don't include the database in the template. It's going to create it, but since we put explicit values, you know, you'll know where it is. And then, you know, as you move further, you can take that database, transfer it to a real SQL server, change the connection string, and be up and running. So so that's one of the things we're kind of experimenting with, to sort of say, how can we get you to be productive sooner out of the gate? With this framework.
Okay, so I haven't looked at the AJAX stuff yet. What's that?
Okay, so
what are you helping us with?
Well, so in terms of our AJAX offerings, in Preview 3 we added the JSON result, which is an action result that serializes an object in JSON. So if you're already familiar with Microsoft AJAX or jQuery, you can call into that and do stuff with that already.
Okay.
In Preview 4 what we did is we added a couple helper methods, one for on the AJAX property of the view page, so AJAX dot form and AJAX dot action link. And so the form one is basically, it renders out a form tag, but the form posts asynchronously to the action rather than synchronously, right?
Okay.
So you don't get the full post, you just get the AJAX post. And so it's nothing you couldn't already do with Microsoft AJAX, or with any of the other JavaScript libraries. But it's kind of nice because you get the IntelliSense from the server side, and if you don't know how to do these things already, it makes it fairly easy to do.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can always view source and, you know,
learn from there.
Learn from there or whatnot. And the action link does the same kind of thing. It calls an action method. Mm-hmm. And you can specify, in both methods, you can specify a set of AJAX options.
Mm-hmm.
And in there you can say, I want, when you get the response back, I want you to update that ID, you know, that div.
Put the results here.
Yeah, put the content there. So very simple, like, you know, update one element, you know, one DOM element scenario.
Right. Okay. That sounds great. Just hearing about Preview 4 and all these more new things to go learn about.
Mm-hmm.
So where can you tell us anything about where we're headed from here? You know, as far as like what's next, when, where should we look for information?
Okay, so for information, ASP.NET/MVC is definitely the site to go to.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a cutting-edge developer, you'd love to look at the latest new bits, go to codeplex.com/ASP.NET.
Okay.
And that's where we put the Codeplex releases. And, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is not have too much crosstalk where, you know, if you are more conservative, you don't want to know every single little release that comes out. You know, you can stick to the MSDN or the ASP.NET mm-hmm. site, but if you, like I said, you're really cutting edge, go to Codeplex.
Okay.
And so the next thing we're sort of focusing more on is one scenario that we don't provide any help for right now is if you, have a form, you submit the form, mm-hmm. and you have a bunch of errors, like, oh, this field was empty, yada, yada.
Sure.
How do you present that information back to the user?
Okay.
So that's one area we're doing some work, building the underlying framework for that, making our existing helpers aware of that so they can render differently.
Mm-hmm.
But the validation itself, we're kind of looking, we may not have that in 1.0.
Okay.
For client validation, you can extract, you know, we're going to play around with extracting the existing, you know, validator scripts.
Yeah.
The other thing is that the dynamic data team has sort of the model-driven validation prototypes working. So that may come after 1.0, but at the very minimum, we want to make sure that, you know, if you have your own custom validation, that you have a standard place to put those messages in and report that stuff up to the view.
Okay. Cool. So the forms you mentioned, they're on the ASP.NET site and the Codeplex? Like, the cutting edge is Codeplex. There's a form there, right?
The Codeplex site has, like, an issue tracker, so people report issues.
Okay.
In general, like, we monitor the forms more than we monitor the Codeplex issue tracker, just because that's where people are asking questions, and we try to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the community has really stepped up in that regard, and
yeah.
I usually find it hard to find an unanswered question to go answer.
So. That's great. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. It's really hard to keep up with those forums.
Yes, definitely. So, all right. Well, thanks a lot, Phil.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So, there you go.
All right, thanks. Thank you. Thank you for showing up.
I'm Scott Hanselman, doing Sean Connery.
There's Scott.
Scott Hanselman, climbing the wall.
Yeah. I know he's a fan favorite. Hello? Hey, babe, how you doing?